As we move into spring, this is an absolutely brilliant time for setting some new fitness goals for yourself. Our motivation is naturally higher. We are feeling ready to move our bodies a bit more, and we're leaving the comfort food behind. But when it comes to setting those goals, there are a few mistakes that I see people making over and over again, which can end up with us falling off the wagon within weeks, not achieving our goals and having to go all the way back to the start again. But we don't want that. And the great news is that this year I am here for you. I am here to help you avoid those pitfalls and to talk about how you can set the kind of goals that are going to help you to consistently move towards them in a way that feels really, really good. Welcome to the Busy Woman's Guide to Fitness and Wellness, a space where we celebrate you exactly as you are right now, while also looking at realistic and achievable ways that you can increase your fitness, improve your nutrition, and bring more wellness into your busy schedule. We tackle a whole range of subjects from diet culture and healthy weight loss, right through to how to stay motivated, reduce stress, balance fitness and life, and ways to get the most out of your fitness routine. This is your weekly dose of inspiration and motivation, perfect if you're a busy woman who sometimes struggles to find time for yourself and who would love to develop a positive mindset and a consistent fitness and wellness routine. I'm Alex, your host, women's fitness and wellness coach, founder of ChickFit, mum of two, lover of chocolate, wine and exercise, and believer that we can all find balance in our busy lives. Well, hello there. I hope you are having a great week so far. A huge welcome back to all of my regular listeners. And of course, hello to any brand new listeners who are here for the very first time. And actually, I was just checking out my podcast numbers this morning and realized that I've now had over 40,000 downloads of the podcast since its launch in 2021, which feels pretty amazing. So thank you to all of you who have contributed to that. And actually, one of the things that I love doing every now and again is taking a little look at all the countries where the podcast is actually listened to. Now, I've recently been in the podcast charts for fitness in the USA for the first time, which is very exciting. I've charted as high as number 8 in the UK fitness podcast charts. And I've also spent some time in charts in places like Australia and India and Indonesia and Malta. And I thought, you know what, I'm also going to check out all of the countries that I've been downloaded in. And there are 92 of them. Now, admittedly, some of those countries are literally just a single download, but I am still taking that. I'm still taking it. And I'm still saying that I am listened to in 92 countries around the world. So I just want to thank all of you who keep coming back week in, week out. And I just want you all to know that whether you are in the UK or you're one of my international listeners, I am so, so grateful to have you. Right, let's get on with this week's episode because I want to talk all about goal setting, more specifically about the three big mistakes that you might be making when you're setting your fitness goals for yourself, the kind of mistakes that can be the difference between actually achieving your goals or being on and off the wagon and feeling like you are never quite getting to where you want to be. We're not just going to focus on the mistakes though. We are also going to talk about better ways that you can set your goals that are going to get you much closer to the things that you want. Before we start with number one though, what I've done is I've put together a really handy goal setting guide and planner for you, which you can download right now and which is going to take you through a process that uses all of the things that we're going to be talking about today. So just head to chickfit.co.uk/goal planner. You'll be able to download that and make a start on planning your spring and summer goals. And I will pop the link into the show notes as well. Right, let's dive in. Mistake number one. It is this. You haven't tuned in to what the goal really means to you. Now, hands up if you've ever set yourself the goal of either losing a certain amount of weight or something like going to the gym 3 times a week. And people will come to me saying that this is what I want to do. I want to lose weight or I want to go to the gym regularly. Now, there is nothing fundamentally wrong with wanting any of those things or wanting to do any of those things. The problem is they are not actually the thing that you want. Now, what do I mean by this? Because like, I do want that. I do want to do that. But it's this. None of us wants to lose weight for the sake of losing weight. None of us wants to go to the gym 3 times a week for the sake of going to the gym. And if you're being honest with yourself, when something like that is your focus, it's not exactly likely to set your motivation on fire, is it? Because when we think about those things, it feels hard, right? feels like it's going to be a lot of effort. It feels like we're going to have to sacrifice other things in order to do those. And we're not emotionally attuned with those goals either. They don't really mean anything to us. So when we set goals like this, what we're actually doing is we're jumping straight to the tools that we're going to use to get to our goals. So losing weight and getting to the gym 3 times a week may well be part of your strategy, but they are not the goal. They are not the thing that you want. So what you actually need to do is take a little step back. There is a stage before you get to those strategies and tools that you need to look at first. We need to start looking at what we actually want for ourselves. We actually need to start looking at the thing that is meaningful to us. And of course, when you start to do this, you can also get motivated by the positive. You get motivated by the good feeling of the thing that you're working towards and you're moving towards, rather than that heavier feeling of like, oh my God, I've got to go to the gym 3 times a week, right? Because that can feel really heavy for us. So to help you get to that, here are a couple of questions that you can ask yourself to get to the thing that you actually want, the thing you actually desire for yourself. So how do you want to feel? That is always the first and most important question. How do you want to feel? Do you want to feel more energized? Do you want to feel more confident? Do you want to feel fitter and stronger? So that's part one. But then part two, so you can get a bit deeper, is why is this important to you? So not only how do you want to feel, but why is it important to you to feel that way? How does feeling this thing relate to how you relate to the world around you? How will it improve your life? What will it allow you to do that you are not currently doing? So those two really simple questions, actually they sound simple, they're not always simple to get to, are going to be really, really important in helping you to get to the nub of what is the actual goal? What is the thing that I'm actually working towards? And you know what? You might need to spend a little bit of time on this. You might need to write down a few things because quite honestly, often when we start to write it all down, we're like, I want to feel more confident and yeah, I want to feel more energized and yeah, I want to feel fitter and yeah, I want to feel stronger. We want to feel all of those things, right? But it's worth writing it down, brainstorming it, writing down all of the things so you can really hone in on, yeah, but what is the most important thing? What is the number one most important thing that I want? And then again, brainstorm. And why is this important to me? How is this going to change my life? How is it going to change how I relate to the world? How is it going to improve things to me? How is it going to allow me to do things that I am not currently doing? And really brainstorm it, get it all down on paper. And then from there, you can start to like build a really compelling goal for yourself, something that you can keep coming back to time and time again, which you're going to look at and you're going to go, yes, I want this. I want this feeling. Then when you've got that, you can start to look at the strategies. You can start to look at, okay, well, maybe step number one is I get to the gym 3 times a week. Maybe step number two is I start to improve my nutrition so I can lose some weight. Maybe step number three is that I start to work on my body image, for example. So often we think that the strategies are the goals, but they're not. They are the strategies. There are a means to an end. There are means to getting to where we want to go. And also when we do it like this, it allows us to look in a slightly wider way beyond the maybe more obvious strategies that we think, you know, because we'll always go towards, well, I just need to go to the gym and I need to lose some weight, right? That's going to get me where I want to go. But actually, there might also be other things that you could be looking at. You could be looking at addressing your stress levels, because when we're all stressed out all the time, it can affect our confidence, our self-esteem, our energy, and therefore make us less likely to go to the gym, et cetera, et cetera. So it might be that you start to look at that and you go, well, actually, yeah, maybe stress is something that I need to be looking at. Maybe my body and myself are something that I need to work on. Maybe my mindset and creating more resilience in my mindset is something that I need to work on. So you got to have the big goal first, because then you can start to look closer at the strategies. You can start looking closer at actually what are the day-to-day things that I need to do now in order to get towards that. So yeah, that's mistake number one, is thinking that the strategy is the goal. It's not. The goal is the thing that is important to us. The goal is the thing that we want for ourselves. Right, mistake number two. You are making the timeline way too short. And this is a biggie because we live in a world of quick fixes and quick results. And it is really tempting to think that we should be able to achieve our goals in just a few short weeks, because we keep getting told, if you just do the right things in no time whatsoever, you are going to be exactly where you need to be. And it just sets us up for disappointment. You know, it sets us up for giving it all up when we realize that it's not going to be quite as quick and simple as that. And that actually, quick change requires huge reserves of energy and willpower and time that we may not be able to give. Now, look, sure, if you are happy to get a quick result and then go back to normal and then realize that you're back where you started and then repeat the process over and over again for eternity, then that's fine. Do the quick result thing. That is no problem. But if you actually want to change longer term, if you want to get off that particular irritating, frustrating roller coaster, then you absolutely have to get realistic about how long this thing might take. It's not going to take weeks. It's going to take months, right? And be ready for a few ups and downs along the way. And know that that's part of the process too, because too often we take the down. We take that week where we didn't manage to do a single workout as a sign that it's not happening for us. I can't do it. It's too much. Whereas actually, when we give ourselves time, we start to develop the ability to ride those ups and downs. And it's when we can cope with the downs, when we can come out the other side and know that it's just part of the ride, that we start to get really successful, that we start to really move towards those goals much more consistently. So we must develop the skill of patience. We must develop the skill of trusting the process. We must develop the skill of resilience. Because if you have spent years and years being on it and off it and on it and off it over and over again, or if it's been a really long time since you did anything at all, or if you're just really damn busy, then you've got to stop expecting overnight success. We've got to stop believing that we're going to wake up one morning in just a few short weeks and everything will have changed, everything will be fixed, and everything will be exactly as we want it to be. Right, change is a process. Working towards our goals is a process. And it is a process that honestly usually takes longer than we think it will. And usually as well, the change is more subtle than we think it will be. You know, it's one of those things where you will wake up at some point in a few months' time and you'll suddenly be like, oh, hang on a minute. I didn't think anything was changing. But when I look back, flipping heck, I'm in a completely different place. I'm in a different place physically and mentally and emotionally to where I was when I started. And that's the beauty of allowing yourself time. Because if it's all about, come on, let's do it quickly, then we may change physically, but we don't actually change in any other way whatsoever. And that's why we end up going back to the start again. But if we properly give ourselves time, then we become a stronger person along the way. We become a person who's building more toughness, more resilience, and all of those other amazing things that you just don't get when you're expecting a quick result. So focus on giving yourself time. Accept that it probably is going to take longer than you want it to. It probably is going to take a bit longer than you think it's going to. It definitely will. But that's okay. That's okay. And if you can allow yourself that time, you will get there and you will stay there as well, because you'll develop so many other things and so many other skills that are going to help you to stay there. So that's number two. Like I say, thinking that it's going to happen quickly, you've got to have patience. You've got to give yourself time. And then the third and final mistake is that your road to success is too vague. Now, it's really common that when we start eating better or when we start exercising more, our reasons for doing that can be a bit on the vague side. And this sort of harks back to mistake number one, doesn't it? Like, I'm going to start going to the gym 3 times a week. And we tell ourselves that because we're a bit vague about what it is we actually want. And then we wonder why we're not staying the course. We wonder why we're finding it really hard. You know, when we're telling ourselves, I just want to get fitter or I just want to feel healthier, it is not specific enough to give us the impetus we need. And while those things are great, it's great to want to be fitter, it's great to want to feel healthier, we need to go a little bit deeper than that. We need to dive into, you know, what that measure of being fitter, what that measure of being healthier actually means to us in our day-to-day lives. Does being fitter mean that you're able to run a half marathon? Or does being fitter to you mean being able to run around after your kids without getting out of puff in 3 seconds? Or does being fitter mean that you can lift a 50K barbell? Or that you wake up with more energy each day? So you've got to get specific, because the kind of fitness that you want, the kind of thing that you want it to allow you to do, is going to alter the actions that you take, and it's going to alter the things that you do, and it's going to alter them, your measure of success. If you don't know what your measure of success is, how can you know when you've got there? You can't. So figure out your measure of success so that you can then figure out how you go on that journey and you can actually know when you have got there or when you are getting there. It's going to help you to figure out so much more. It's going to help you to stay the course so much more, because when we're too vague, we can really easily get a bit lost, a bit confused. We can start to question what we're doing. We start to switch tactics. We don't stay consistent. And then eventually we give up because it feels like we're getting nowhere, because we're sort of going round and round in circles wondering, well, where am I going? It's like saying to yourself, getting up one morning and saying, right, I'm going to go on a journey to a place, don't know where. And then you just drive around aimlessly all over the place because you've got no clue where you're going. Rather than actually, I want to go to Paris. Okay, good start. How are we going to get there? Let's start making a plan. And then when you get to Paris, you know you're in Paris, right? Same thing with our, you know, fitness and wellness and nutrition, all of those kind of things. We need to know where we are going so that we know when we've got there and so that we can have a clear idea of what those tools are that are going to get us to that place. So with those three mistakes sorted out, what is the upshot of all of this? Well, firstly, get super clear on what it is you want for yourself. Be specific, but also know what it is you want, how you want to feel, what part in your life this is going to play, okay? Be specific about the outcome. Be specific about how this is going to look in your life, how it's going to make your life better. And tune into how you actually want to feel when you get there. Be patient. Give yourself more time than you think you're going to need. And also be open to the strategies that you might use to get you there. You know, we often see weight loss, for example, as like a really measurable, obvious tool. But there are so many others that we can employ alongside that that are going to help us to make those more fundamental long-term changes as well. So hopefully now you're set up to start setting the kind of goals that you're actually going to be able to work consistently towards achieving. If you want some help with that, then like I say, I've put together that goal setting guide and planner for you so you can download it. You can use it to give you a bit of structure around this. You can use it to brainstorm some of those ideas. Just head over to chickfit.co.uk/goal planner to download that right now. You'll find the link in the show notes too. So enjoy doing that. This is fun, right? Sometimes like, oh, I don't want to say, I'll just do that and it'll be fine, right? It can be really good fun to sit down and set goals for yourself. It can be really good fun to sit there and get excited about how you're going to feel, about how this is going to change your life, about how great everything's going to be when you've started to achieve these goals, about how good you're going to feel about yourself. So give yourself a little bit of time. Let yourself get excited about it. Do a bit of brainstorming and really enjoy it, because that's what can happen when you start to do these things, when you start to look at getting clear, when you think about how you actually want to feel. You can get excited about it, and that's what we want. That's what's going to keep us going. That's what's going to keep us feeling motivated, is when we feel excited about the result that we are going towards. So happy goal planning. I'm going to love you and leave you there, and I'm going to see you back here again next week. Thank you so much for joining me today, beautiful people. If you have loved listening in and want to make sure you don't miss out on future episodes, then simply subscribe or follow the podcast on your favourite podcast player right now. You can also come and join me on the socials at Alex Chickfit, and I'll see you again next time.